Welcome to 19 Witches, a podcast all about rock music. I'm Luke, and I'm going to be talking about rock bands, classic albums, new albums, songs, well, whatever I want to talk about. Hope you'll join me. If you're on Instagram, please check out my page at 19 Witches. So, where to start? Can you guess my favorite band of all time from the title of my podcast? No, not a band called 19 Witches, but one of my favorite songs from my favorite band, Monster Magnet.
From their 1998 album Power Trip. I will be talking a lot about this band on this podcast on future episodes, going through all their albums, but I want to start with Power Trip because it has 19 Witches on it. If you don't know Monster Magnet, they're from Red Bank, New Jersey, US of A, and they were founded in 1989 by Dave Windorf. They've gone through several lineup changes, leaving Windorf as the only constant member. He is Monster Magnet. He writes all the songs. The original names for the band were going to be Dog of Mystery, Airport 75, Triple Bad Acid, and King Fuzz before finally settling on Monster Magnet, taken from the name of the 1960s toy made by Wham-O, which Windorf liked when he was a kid. They released their first full-length album in 1991, the cult classic Spine of God, which is hailed as one of the classic stoner rock genre albums of all time, 28th on the Heavy Planet's top 50 of all time. They then released Tap, which actually was recorded before Spine of God, and has some epic long, like there's a 32 minute track on there called Tap. It's an EP. But the next full album was when they were signed by A&M Records, and it was Super Judge. Then they did Dopes to Infinity and had a hit single with Negasonic Teenage Warhead. And if you're a fan of the Deadpool movies, there's a character in there called Negasonic Teenage Warhead. It was from the comic books of X-Men, and named after this song. And Dave Windorf is a huge comic book fan, so I think they're really pleased that he did that. How did I become a fan? Well, as I look back, you grow up sort of listening to music your parents have, or your parents likes, and then you try and find your own music. I grew up in the Britpop era here in the UK, Blur and Oasis. All my friends liked that. I liked their songs, but I didn't love it. It didn't do anything for me. I had to find my own music, and maybe you start hearing, if you have brothers and sisters, maybe you get influenced by what they are listening to. But I had an older sister, but she was into Madonna and stuff like that. And so when I started my journey into music, I must have had an impact on my little sister, who's 6 years younger, because she is now into Metallica, Aerosmith, Red Hot Chili Peppers, all those kinds of bands. This was before the internet, before we had the internet. All I had was like Kerrang! Magazine, and then we got MTV. I also lived miles away from a record store, so it wasn't easy to go and look at albums or music. And then this band came out. This song came out, by Ugly Kid Joe, and I think the big hit was Cats in the Cradle, but that made me listen to that band and go and buy it. And that was the first album I bought for myself that wasn't a collection, was America's Least Wanted. Fantastic band, and we'll talk about them in the future episode. And then when we had MTV, that sort of opened up a lot of new bands, but not as many rock bands as I like. But I did, the first time I saw Metallica, but I remember it so clearly because I saw them with no sound on, because I think someone was on the phone. So the next time I was in a record shop, I just brought the single that was out, and thinking it was the Metallica video that I saw, but it wasn't. It was actually, the single was Unforgiven 2, and the video that I had seen was Memory Remains. So when you get the singles for Unforgiven 2, Metallica, they release the same three different versions of that single. So you each version had Unforgiven 2, but then after that they had different songs. So it was a great way to sort of bring me into the world of Metallica. And I was like, if they've got an Unforgiven 2, maybe there's a song called Unforgiven 1. And of course there was. It was a classic album, the Black Album. And so I just went to bought as many Metallica albums as I could, and that started my journey. And Metallica was my favorite band for a long time, and it still is my definitely my second favorite band of all time, but I count Monster Magnet as my favorite band, because if I listen to music, I listen to Monster Magnet in a day. They are on my top list. And I always imagine a whiteboard, and if you put Metallica fans in a circle, and then you cross over another circle that people like Monster Magnet as well, you know, you get a smaller group. And if you was to draw another circle of Ugly Kid Joe fans, you know, that's you cut it down to where I am. And that's right there. I don't know if you remember, they used to do a Kerrang! Magazine, which is a rock magazine we have here in the UK. And they used to give you a compilation CD free with the magazine. And it's like different bands. And it was a great way to try and find different bands. I'm sure I'd heard Monster Magnet on there. And they also had a song on the Matrix album. So when I was in the record shop, in the same section of Metallica, M's, you know, there was Monster Magnet. And I remember, I don't know if it was, I think this must have been going through the God Says No album, because they had just been on a tour with Metallica. And I think they thanked Metallica. So I was like, oh, okay, so I'm going to buy. And I believe I bought God Says No and Power Trip at the same time, because like I said, it was hard for me to get through a record. So I kind of took a gamble that I was going to like this band, and I did. After the Dopes to Infinity tour, Dave Windor flew to Las Vegas to work on Power Trip album. He got a hotel room just outside of the city, and he would set himself the task of trying to write one song a day. So he had for like 21 days there. And most of the songs kind of a Vegas theme, you know, naked women, losing money. That, like I said, this is their fourth studio album. And it was their commercial breakthrough, mainly due to the hit single Space Lord. It was a major radio hit. And then they went on to tour with Aerosmith, Metallica, and Rob Zombie. They also was the opening act for the whole Marilyn Manson co-headlined Beautiful Monsters tour. But I think the band had fallen out with Hole. The album itself reached number one on the Heat Seekers chart, number 21 in German charts, 65 in the UK, and 97 on the Billboard 200. And the album was certified gold by the RIAA on 25th January 1999. The first track is called Crop Circle, and there's some great lyrics on this song. I was born underwater, I dried out in the sun. I started humping volcanoes, baby, when I was too young. I started surfing the madhouse and I decided to stay. I got an itch in my cosmic pocket and it won't go away. Wow. This lyrics like that make me love this band. This song was also in a film called Urban Legend. Check that out. Now the second track is Power Trip, the title. And this has been used in a few things. This was in a film. This was used in a Kurt Russell film, The Soldier. And if you listen to my other podcast, It's All in the Reflexes, where I just talk about my favorite movie of all time, Big Drum in Old China. You know, I'm a big fan. This was also used for the WWE pay-per-view event No Way Out in 2007, and a couple of computer games, MotorStorm and Far Cry 5. So the next song on the album is Space Lord, their big hit. Dave Windorf told Kerrang! Magazine in an interview that he had hurt his knee and had time off, so he spent it at a dominatrix apartment in New Orleans, as you do. And the record company forwarded him press from the Europe and the German, from Germany, and they called him Space Lord, and the dominatrix saw it and took the piss, saying, "So you think you're the Space Lord?" And he said back to her, "Someday when I can walk, I'll make you pay for torturing me by writing a song." There are so many great songs on this album. There's no fillers at all. It's just every song is good and deserves to be on this album. Temple of Your Dreams, Bummer,
And then we get to 19 Witches, which is one of my favourite, number 7 on the album. And I don't know if this is where they got the title from, but it makes sense. It's from the Salem Witch Trials of 1692. 24 witches died, but 19 of them were hung. So I think that's maybe where they got the songs. Very weird lyrics on that, but which is great. And I just, songs, I like to be able to sing along to songs, and that's why I'm not a big fan of all those sort of screamy bands that just sort of scream down the front. That's why I kind of really like Monster Magnet. You get Third Eye Landslide after that. Then you see You in Hell, which is one of their singles, a great song. That was in the film Bride of Chucky. And then it's Tractor, Atomic Clock, Goliath and the Vampires. And number 13 is Your Lies Become You. On the Japanese had a few bonus tracks, so a song called Big God and another song called Kick Out the Jams, which is an MC5 cover, and The Game. And there's also a limited edition live album that was released, the Viva Las Vegas. Live in Las Vegas. They had live versions of Temple of Your Dreams, Dinosaur Vacuum, and a few others, Cage Van Sun, Bummer, and Space Lord. Now, they did re-release all of the Monster Magnet songs from the when they were recording at A&M Records into a 2-disc set, so it was great timing for me. A few years ago, when I've been moving around, I had the CDs, but when you move around packing and you all having to, I was going to go and buy fresh copies of these albums, so I wanted to have them, you know, good copies. And I went to buy them, and actually when I got there, there was these double albums, so I bought them all. And they have those bonus tracks from the Japanese one and the live, so really good double albums to get. And so yes, if you haven't tried Monster Magnet or haven't heard of them, this is the good album to start with. This is a good starting point for you. I mean, you should go back to the beginning, yes, blah blah blah, but if you're just jumping in for the first time, listen to this, you'll love it. Okay, so thank you for listening. Hope you'll join me next time on 19 Witches. Please check me out on Instagram. And if you're interested, I do have 2 other podcasts. I know, greedy, hey? One is called It's All in the Reflexes, where I just talk about my favorite movie of all time, Big Trouble in Little China. And the other one is called Forgotten Popcorn, where I just talk about movies. So I hope you check them out. Please subscribe and like and leave a review. So on Apple Podcasts, I think you can leave a star rating and a review in the review section. If you just want to write down the name of your favorite band and favorite song or favorite Monster Magnet song, and maybe I will talk about it in the future. And thanks for listening.